rock. What they made out?
Yeah, yeah.
Rock. Someone made out of rock, but that old lady never used them things. She said, "Cause then maybe might get breakthrough." She always put her egg there.
That was what a natural egg,
and they lay there. And in fact, you know what she used to do? She'd take oyster shell and mash it up and throw it on the ground while she feed her chicken, and them chicken pick that. And that make them leave. Now I know for myself, a mother-in-law had gave her daughter a geese, I tell her. I didn't know whether it was a female or male or what. And so finally one day my chicken kind of quit laying. I got corn in one of these yards, thing what you cook bread in, put that corn at the bottom. I put that pepper, red pepper at the bottom. Put corn on top, red pepper, and put corn and shove it in that stove. Of course, you can't stay in that room when it starts to steaming. Parch it good, 3 days. Let's down in two, let me see, about 3 weeks, that thing lay and went to setting. That goose, that shit. So, chicken is laying all over the yard. Oh, I said, "Well, what's my them chicken? They don't go." I said, "They ain't got time to go in the cook." I said, "They're crowding them. They're parched corn." And that goose lay, that goose set and hatched. That's right. Down but down, a male, or it must have been a female. There's no female in there. I said, "Well, that's right. Now, if you want to make a chicken lay, you punch that corn with red pepper. They're going to lay." I said, "Well, Jesus." Well, Madame Ben, she'd take that oyster shell. You know, that Italian used to sell oyster along the road. Fruit, goddamn. Get 2-3 dozen, throw the shell down there. We used to go down and pick it up, get up in the mash it with a hammer or axe, and leave the chicken pen. Make them lay, too. But you see, people ain't got no chicken. They don't really no more chicken. For what, I don't know. Well, everything's so high, corn and everything's so high.
Yeah.
We used to make our own corn, you know, all that.
Yeah.
Can't keep up with that.
Would you ever keep something around around the table that you would put the scraps in, you know, put all the
stuff in? Pan, that's all.
Yeah.
Give the dog.
Take it out to the hogs
and just slop the hog with it or give it to the dog. In fact, I had a mule eat much of that as any hog or any dog they had.
Yeah.
I had a red mule that you couldn't leave your lunch in that wagon with that mule eat. That's right. Eat everything. I know my brother-in-law had a dog eat it for corn. Now that's the truth. You got a bucket of popcorn there, you leave that dog there? Don't eat the same thing with that mule. Eat your popcorn, eat your bread. And the hog the same thing. I don't know, it's just natural.
Yeah, you carried this thing was called that you keep this all the slop in, you call that the...
We take a barrel or bucket of, you know, or these are half barrels. You put your slop in there. When the time to slop, when you go and boil your, in your trough. You had a trough made in a log, you know, cut with an ad.
Yeah, I see. But
you seen that?
Yeah.
You go and pour it in there. And let them eat.
Now, you boil water in a what?
A hole. Boil who?
Boil water. Boil water.
Boil water?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We never did boil no water.
Didn't you do the... On Monday, your mother, wasn't that when she would do the all the clothes and everything?
Oh, yeah, a big black pot.
Huh?
All your water.
A big pot?
Yeah, to wash your clothes.
Oh, yeah, you had to boil that. You had to boil everything. Yeah, time to wash and boil them clothes. Boil the clothes.
Yeah.
Not water, you boil the clothes with a stick. You jump. Yes, indeed. You couldn't wash them clothes without boiling them. Now, I'll tell you what again. You know what the people used to do? They'd go to Fox River